Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Positive Vibe Show. I am Jackie, your host, the Positive Lady. And today, we're talking about being resilient and being positive. Because in this world that we're living in, you got to be resilient and positive, listeners. You got to be. It's not an option. Because we're living in a crazy world where anything can happen and is happening. You got to be resilient. You got to be a positive person. You got to be strong. Thank you for listening to another Positive Vibe Show. Again, I am Jackie, the host, the Positive Lady. And again, we are talking about being resilient and being positive because we need to be. We got to be strong in this crazy world. It's not an option. You got to be. You got to have thick skin. You got to be strong. And you're welcome to join me. You can call in at 718-664-6507. Again, this is the Positive Vibe Show. I am Jackie, your host. Thank you for listening and those that's listening later. And I like the article from one of my favorite magazines, Inc. And they wrote a really nice article that I liked about how to be more resilient when things get tough. And they say the choices we make every day determine how resilient we can be when things go wrong. And that's true. And resilience is the capacity to cope with stress and adversity. It comes from believing in yourself and at the same time in something bigger than yourself. You got to be resilient. Number one, don't try to solve problems with the same thinking that created them. Resilient people do not make the same mistake again and again. They are willing to be honest about why they failed, and they take the time to think about what didn't work. I agree. Number two, master your emotions before they manage you. Some people let their emotions control them. You see those angry people that's always angry, and they get angry at the drop of a pen and everything. Master your emotions before they manage you. Resilient people have a positive outlook. They remind themselves that much of what they're facing is temporary and that they've overcome setbacks before and can do it again. Resilient people focus on what they can learn from the experience. Stay tough. Resilient people face their fears and have an adaptive attitude that lets them focus on possibilities even in the worst of times. The tougher the situation, the tougher they become. Next, keep growing. Life does not get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. Resilient people are constantly becoming braver and more courageous. They know that life is not what happens to us, but what happens within us. Next, stay prepared. Resilient people work on solving a problem rather than let themselves become paralyzed by negativity. They keep planning for the future even when things aren't working out. Pick yourself up as many times it takes. It's okay if you keep falling. The thing is, keep getting up. Resilient people understand that failure is not falling down, but refusing to get up. That's where the problem is. They have the capacity to adapt successfully and the tenacity to never, ever quit. Reward the small wins. Resilient people believe in themselves. They work hard and take joy in the small wins that give them strength. Keep giving. Even in the toughest of times, resilient people find a way to care for others, because sometimes being selfless is the best way to discover your own strength. I wish you a lot of people would know this. Build relationships. Resilient people maintain strong and supportive relationships. Listen, I stay away from my haters, and I stay away from negaholics. That's what I call them. I stay away from people that'll try to pull you down and they drama, feel life and chaos. Resilient people maintain strong and supportive relationships, both personal and professional. As a result, they have caring, supportive people around them in times of crisis. Next, create your own meaning. Resilient people search for meaning. They develop a personal why that helps them have a clear sense of purpose, which helps them view setbacks from a broader perspective. To make it through the tough times, listeners, it takes resilience. It requires that we pay attention to the complexities of our own experiences, listen to our emotions, and be willing to learn from disappointment and failure, as well as success and motivation. And I'm going to add, you got to pray. And you got to have the mindset that you're going to make it, that you got purpose, and that you are strong. And you cannot hang around negative and draining people. Resilient people don't hang around those kind of people. So if you want to be resilient, you cannot be with those kind of people. You can love them from afar, pray for them, but you cannot, because these people, you cannot be around. So you got to be more resilient. You got to be resilient. This world is something else, listeners. And you got to be strong. You got to have tough skin, because you don't know what's going to happen. And it's the truth. You don't know what's going to happen. So you got to be strong. So next I want to talk about being positive. You know, my show is called Positive Vibes. You know, you got to be positive in life. You know, you got some people, they're just negative. I watched Steve Harvey on his show last week. A lady came on there, and she was complaining to Steve Harvey how her husband was just so negative. Just negative. He was negative about everything, you know, and it was just depressing her and bothering her. And so Steve Harvey listened, and this is what he did. They went out and different things, but this gentleman had to wear a band. And every time he would wear some kind of bracelet, watch-looking thing, and every time he would say something negative, this van would shock him. A lot of people need to be wearing one, because you got some people, I don't care how positive the situation is, they're going to always find something negative. I never met so many negative people in my life. They all need to wear one of those bands. And every time they say something negative, they'll get a little shock, a little electric shock, like this guy. And this, he kind of learned this lesson. I'm sure it's going to take a time for him to stop being negative. But, you know, the band worked. He saw his faults about how negative he was. So, anyway, I want to share about how to stay positive. And I love this positivity blog. It's called the Positivity Blog. And it's by Henrik Edberg. And it's how to stay positive. How to stay positive. Let me share. Find an optimistic viewpoint in a negative situation. One of the simplest but most effective ways to build a more positive outlook has, in my experience, been to ask more helpful questions as often as possible. When I am in what it seems like a negative situation, maybe I have made mistakes, I have failed or stumbled in some kind of way, then I'd like to ask myself questions like, what is the one thing that is positive or good about this situation? What is the one opportunity within this situation? Doing so is a whole lot better than what I used to do in such situations, because back then I usually asked myself how much I sucked and how things could get even worse. Now, anyway, they're going to say cultivate and live in a positive environment. You can't have a bunch of clutter. You can't be around drainers and toxic people. You do have to cultivate and live in a positive environment. Who you choose to spend your time with and the input you get from further away, like the TV, the internet, and magazines, will have a huge effect on your outlook. To be able to stay positive, it is essential to have influences in your life that support you and lift you up instead of dragging you down. So carefully consider what you let into your mind. You can, for example, ask yourself, who are the three most negative people I spend time with? What are the three most negative sources of information I spend time on? So, you know, think about it and then make the changes. Go slowly. I have found that when I go too fast, when I try to think, talk, eat, and move around in my world really quickly, then things don't go too well. Stress buildups. Negative thoughts about just about anything start to well up, and I feel like my own personal power decreases. But if I slow down just for a minute, even if I have to force it by walking, talking, and eating slower, then my mind and body calms down too. It becomes easier to think through things through clearly again, and easier to find an optimistic and constructive perspective. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. This is one thing that I always keep in mind in my life. Sometimes we spend too much on, I'm adding this, on petty issues, petty little things. And we need to stop making a mountain out of a molehill. We need to stop letting the petty stuff that don't even make any sense or not even necessary control us, and to cause issues when it's not even necessary. And so a molehill can become a big and terrifying mountain in your mind, they say. Don't let vague fears hold you back from doing what you want. Next, they're going to say, add value and positivity to someone else's life. Helping out, just listening, boosting the mood. They're going to say, exercise regularly and eat and sleep well. You have to do those things. Learn to take criticism in a healthy way. Start your day in a positive way. You don't have to start your day, listeners, family, friends, in a negative or chaotic way. You can start your day in a positive way every day. You can choose to have the kind of day that you want. Now, I know this, like I said, even on my job, sometimes you go, it's just crazy. Lights, stuff going on with patients, different things, it happens. But I still don't let it, I still get through it. I still keep a positive attitude, and I get through what I got to get through. Because I chose not to let it become a negative day, negative situation. You know, so I just wanted to share those things with you because you have to choose to be, have a positive attitude, listeners. You have to choose to be positive. Things, if you notice that you are mostly negative, then you're going to have to make up in your mind to train your mind, train yourself to not to speak or be negative. If you have to put some post notes up on the mirror, watch your tongue. Watch what you're thinking. Watch what I'm thinking. Watch what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what you have to do. Because being positive is a choice you have to make. And that's a fact. I just want to encourage you to be resilient and to be positive in your life. Because with these two on top of living your life, praying, and learning to enjoy your life and being happy, it's essential because you and also let me add this before I end. You, just like I was sharing earlier, you can't sit back and watch a bunch of negative news, negative TV shows, crazy negative music. That will affect you for not being a positive person. You may not think so, but it does. Because if you constantly feed your mind and spirit negative stuff, that's what's going to come out. That's what's going to come out your mouth, and that's what's going to be in your mind. So just think about it. I just encourage you, family, friends, listeners, is to be positive, be resilient, to be strong. Thank you again for listening to another Positive Vibe Show. I am Jackie, your host, the Positive Lady. And remember, live life king size.